I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, it's Laurel from The Challenge. We're on Zach Nichols' podcast, and I hope you tune in because you're not going to want to miss it.
Welcome back to the Zach Nichols podcast. I'm here with my co-host, Mr. Zach Nichols.
And more importantly,
we have the GOAT, the greatest of her time, Miss Laurel Stuckey in the building. In your backyard.
Yeah. Welcome
Pretty
home.
Pretty much, yeah.
This is where you grew up.
Sort of.
Ish.
I was born in Pontiac.
Well, yeah.
So I was born in this...
We're in the...
How
in
far... Pontiac. So you grew up less than, what, 15 minutes from right here?
You could probably get to my house in 4 minutes from here.
Right. Golly, yeah. You are right in the neighborhood. How does it feel to be back home? And what do you feel about the studio right here in, you know, half a mile from, you know, where you were born?
I love it. I love that Zach brings like Michigan to the challenge. And so, you know, obviously started this podcast and it's repping Detroit. And so it makes me happy because this is, you know, my hometown and I have so many years, so many memories, so much history here. And so even just flying into DTW, when I was in high school, I built that airport.
Yeah.
I literally was like on the radio with some radio host, whatever, doing like the announcing. And then my friend's mom was like an event planner. So we like set this whole thing up, like as they were opening, you know, the McNamara terminal in Detroit. So like I even flying into that airport, I was like, we set that fountain up. We set this up. We set that up. And it's just like everything floods back.
It is a beautiful airport.
Isn't it?
It is one of the cleanest, nicest airports.
Every time I
pick mean that.
I swear. Do, yeah.
Every time I pick people up, they're like walking off the plane. I'm like, all right, they're 20 minutes away.
Yeah.
It's like they're walking forever if they don't know how to take the tram.
Right.
But
I never take the tram.
Me either.
Dude, it's
no, I love the walk.
I love the walk as well.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm the lazy one here.
Let's just start at the top here. You know, anytime we've had someone on the couch, we always ask the same question, build your Mount Rushmore. And you are always, if not the first, the second girl they bring up. And I that's obviously that those are the facts of the situation, but I don't think you ever went into the challenge thinking that this was going to be ever, people were going to be talking about like record books and who's the greatest and who's not. It was more of like a fun spring breaky experience. And so did you ever expect that? Like, or did you kind of know going into it? Like you said, kind of in your interview, you were like, you realize it's not going to be fair. So you kind of knew.
Well, all right. So no, I never like, and here's the thing, like coming from an athletic background, I was breaking records for my entire career in volleyball.
Right.
In even like, you know, just people were talking about me. I was like the Michigan, I was like the high school scholar athlete for like one of the like, you know, radio stations, like my coach put me up for that. So like, I was always breaking records. I don't mean to come off cocky, but
no,
like,
you don't.
I had the most kills in every game. I had the most aces. I was the captain. I was appointed the captain of like my team when I was my second year in, and that was unheard of at the time.
It still is.
Yeah. So
that's a senior's position in high school, especially.
Yeah. And I got it as a sophomore. So I was the captain of the team and we were champions of our league. We made it to all of these great games. We toed to toe with some of the best teams in Detroit, like Frazier, Marion. Mm-hmm. Those girls kicked fucking ass. And it was, you know, a lot due to my leadership. And I hate talking about myself, but I will say that
that's what we're here to do.
Speak your truth.
Yeah, we're here to do exactly that.
I love being on a team.
Yeah,
I'll just say that. I love being on a team. I am either a born leader or a built leader, maybe both at the same time. And I enjoy it. Mm-hmm. I love picking things apart and putting the pieces together and saying that person needs to be there. This person needs to be elevated. This person's going down, you know, bring them back up, take the blame here, put it off of them so they don't feel like it's their fault.
Right.
And then, you know, it helps them, the morale of the team, hype people up. I love that. I love getting in people's heads.
Yes.
That's one thing that I love.
You have been inside of my head for years. Like years. From day one, like Pierre was like asking about certain people. He's like, Laura, I'm like, I'm deathly afraid of her. I'm deathly afraid to go against her or to disappoint her. And that's the truth, because I think that like your dominance in the game was like going against you is almost like signing your death warrant, because you're going to get power sooner than later. More than likely sooner. Do you know what I'm saying? So I always felt as if like, the game was very easy for you because you were competing to be the best competitor, not the best female.
Correct.
And it's definitely interesting to hear how excited you are to be part of a team because you are so competent on your own. So it's like relying on other people. There's a certain type of vulnerability that comes with that, right? And you're also taking it upon yourself to get them ready for that moment. So it is interesting insight to hear that for sure.
I mean, I just love the challenge. So the challenge comes with sometimes you're on a team, sometimes with your partner, you know, like sometimes you're on your own, but most of the time you're working with people, you know, either a partner or a huge team. And so, you know, that I love that. And you know, I bring what I know to that. I try to at least. And, you know, regardless, I think it's quite evident, you know, every challenge I go on, I win half of the challenges, at least half to more. Like, and when I first came out, you know, I think we won 8 out of 10, or we gave one to one of our, we like gave the one. So we won 7 out of 10. And then it's like,
you're talking about Fresh Meat with Kenny. That may be one of the greatest challenge teams ever assembled. And I don't think Kenny really gets talked about enough in the sense of how good he was. I mean, he had, I think he for sure, I can count 3 wins, maybe 4.
Yeah, he has a lot of wins.
3 or 4 wins, but he had a second place with you. He had a second place with Wes.
Yep.
So he's very established.
With Wes?
Rivals won. He lost to Johnny and Tyler. It was.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Correct. Sorry. Yes.
So this guy's, he goes to almost every final he's ever competed in. He doesn't get talked about enough. And I think like it's the best, one of the coolest things about having you in the studio is you've done, you just did Ride or Dies, but you also have this like, you came, I mean, Fresh Meat, that was still.
Season 19.
Yes, exactly.
And we are about to, what is it, season 39?
Right.
So 20 seasons ago, I came through.
That's incredible.
It is. And it's always awesome to have someone in here where it's like, okay, the story of the challenge is something, a phrase that we use. It cannot be told without Zach. It definitely is going to miss about half the fucking right. book without Laurel Stubbs.
So do you feel like pressure to always win and be the best?
You are so funny. So
because I feel pressure for you.
I don't feel it.
Okay. Because
they always used to ask me that when like when I came through. And I remember in my interviews, I'm like, I'm so boring because every question they ask me, I'm like, no, I don't feel that.
Did you hear what Emer said about you in the doc?
No.
She literally said, everyone in production gets excited when you say yes to the original call, because that they said that completely changes everyone's reaction to how they're playing the game. All the girls are scared and all the guys are pretty. I mean, it is true. It's like you want to be on Laurel's side. You don't want her against you. It's true. And like Emer literally said in the doc, she gets really excited. And that's the other interesting thing about you is you haven't done a lot back to back to back. You were one of the people who would do one and then you'd say no and you'd step away for one or two seasons, which is crazy to me because I was always at first like, I got to do every single one because you never know when you're going to get the call, but you had like the confidence to be like, I'm all set. And then you come back and you do one. So like, talk more about that. Like, talk about like the decision to like know your dominance, but also know that you took so many years off too. Like,
sure,
you know, and a lot of it was probably for school and stuff, but.
No, at the time, no.
You just were just choosing, like, I just need, like, kind of like a break.
So, I mean, you would know this. Being on television isn't the easiest.
No, it's not.
Thing. So I did 3 seasons back to back. So I started with Fresh Meat 2, and then I did Cutthroat, and then I did Rivals.
And that was 3 finals in a row.
3 finals in a row and 3 second place finishes in a row, which to me was like, I fucking suck. Basically.
I get it. I've been there. I did two. Yeah.
3 finals in a row, taking money every time, yeah. But still to you in your head, like, I don't deserve to be here almost, or what?
Not that I don't deserve to be
thank
here.
You. It's Change, just, make sure they know that it's 3
just,
in a row.
It's just, I was just like, this. I was so mad. I'm just mad.
That is true because you go there, you do all the work, you're there for all that time, and you get so close to winning, like with Kenny. Then you have people die on you, right, in Cutthroat. Mm-hmm. And then Rivals, too, like you went against arguably the most.
She kicked my ass. She deserved
but
that.
But those two, and Paula can run. If Paula has someone who can be like, Paula, roll with me. You don't have to think. You don't have to do any thinking. You just have to run and eat. Paula will kill that. Paula does a bad job when she has to be like the leader, I found. And so that was arguably one of the most and the best endurance of any 2 girls you're ever going to go
Amazing.
Against.
Amazing.
So like that, yeah. I get that one. But I understand where you're coming from because luckily I had my win early so that I got it. But I know like, you know, Vendetta's Kara gets me, exactly. Kara gets me in a, like, no, cause if I didn't have it, I would be the biggest bust to ever be on the challenge. If I didn't get the win 100%. Everyone was like, this guy's going to be this big, strong freak of an athlete. And then I come on and never win. Like, what a loser, you know? So I got that out of the way, but like I got,
congrats.
Yeah. 2nd on Vendetta's, 2nd on War of the Worlds, 3rd on Free Agents, embarrassed the shit out of myself. I know how you feel because
yeah.
I have that same mindset. I'm not nearly as dominant as you. Like I lose a lot more elimination rounds as you, but I have that mentality where I'm like, if I go on a show in the right mindset, I'm always a threat to get to a final,
yeah.
possibly win, depending on who is there. You have the mindset of not only am I going to probably get to the final, but I have the ability to win against anyone. And you do.
Thank you.
Because you kill the equalizers and then you're almost like you're a freak of nature. How you climb that mountain and then we're able to traverse your way down. You know what I was doing down that mountain?
No.
Because every time I tried to stop, I'd cramp up. I was just letting myself hit the trees. So I was like taking steps and like basically like this, hitting a tree. And you were like, you're looking back at me like, what the hell is he doing? I was using the trees to stop myself as we were going down the other side of the mountain. And I just was watching you like,
not know.
Like, and you were just like one speed the whole time. And so.
Oh my God, I didn't know that.
Oh yeah, I was using trees to stop myself.
Oh.
But here's the thing. If I was you in that position, I would have treated me way worse.
I was literally
going to say, like, doing all that you did after 3 seconds, and the moment is just, I'm getting reminded how big it was for you to win that one. Because
right. Imagine that. So
that concludes the free preview of the Zach Nichols podcast.
So go to Patreon and subscribe to see the rest of the shit that we talk.
Go do it now.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape.
And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.